At the moment, I've got Tanya Batt in the studio, and she's going to be telling us, or talking to us, or we're going to be querying her as to what exactly is going to be happening with this year's Santa Parade. When does it start? Who's going to be there?
All of
good
those
morning,
things.
Tanya.
Yeah, morena, Brent. Morena. How are you?
Good.
Survived the storm last night.
Amazing, eh?
Was that a light show or was that a light show?
I've never seen anything like it on Waiheke.
Yeah, it's neither have I. It was special.
It was.
A lot of people probably didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Yeah, it's true. And a lot of freaked out animals as well.
I know. I was lying there thinking of them, but thank goodness it's passed.
Yeah. And now it seems like just so calm.
I know. It's bizarre. Anyway, the power of electricity, which is kind of part of our Christmas theme.
That's
huh?
right. There you
Electric
go.
Island. Maybe it heard and it thought, hey, they want us there. We'll move in.
You should have tapped into a bit of that. Can we trap that?
Yeah. We would have had a very electrified island.
True. Yeah. So what time are we? What time is it all starting this time? I think that's my first thing. I was kind of curious as to what time the Christmas parade is.
Because you wouldn't want to miss it, would you?
I don't miss it. Every year I'm there pretty much.
Actually, you're there with Al, aren't you?
Yes, I am one of the MCs 2 years in a row.
You are the mouths of Christmas. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things that I kind of quite humorously said last year, I thought it was funny anyway, is that it's the best little worst Christmas parade in the world.
Wow, that sounds like something to aspire to.
So I'm kind of wondering, I mean, are we keeping up with this tradition, or is there an attempt to make it something different than what it always is?
Well, it's a little bit of something old and a little bit of something new, which I always think is the best combination, a little bit of the familiar and a little bit of the new, huh? Yeah, that's what keeps us interested as humans. And yes, this year, the Christmas parade is a fossil fuel free fiesta, which is a little bit of a challenge if you want to say that very fast 4 times.
Yeah.
That's right. So we're still celebrating Christmas, what it is to celebrate summer and being here on Waiheke. But this year, all the floats in the parade have accepted the creative challenge to get from the top of Onioroa to the bottom and back again without using petrol and diesel. So we have walking, cycling, wheelbarrowing, electric cars, leaping, skipping, dancing, singing, performing floats.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to be a little bit different.
Yep. There's one group that I can think of being quite left out on that.
Well,
did they come to the party?
We invited everyone to the party because we're very inclusive.
Yeah.
And we thought, we're really glad that some of the groups who have chosen to be involved have kind of taken up the creative mantle, because the decision to do this wasn't, a criticism of any particular group on the island. And we know how important this event is to the community, and we want to keep it that way.
So it's what time's the parade actually this week? Today.
That's right. We're on the final countdown.
Yeah, you
are. It's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, and it starts. So starting at the top of Onioroa, and it's going down. Now what's and then it does its usual flip around at the bottom and comes back up.
That's it. It's the up and down parade.
The up and down parade, and who are a few? There must be some special people going to appear.
Well, I think for the very first time, our parade is being led by a brass band.
Wow. They're from the island.
They're from the Waitakere's, which we know there's a tunnel between Waiheke and the Waitakere's.
Sure,
that's right.
Underneath.
So they're kind of like our most immediate neighbours.
Yeah, definitely.
You miss all those other ones in between. And they're across here because they're doing a fundraising concert for our local hospice tonight at Laura Hall at 7:30. But very kindly, they're playing in our parade.
Awesome.
And they're one of the top marching brass bands in
New
Zealand.
Wow, that's great.
So that's something. If nothing else, come and see a brass band.
Yeah, we've never had a brass band in all the years I can remember.
And we have actually a record number of entries. We've got 34 entries.
Cool.
In the parade this afternoon.
Oh, that sounds great, because, I mean, it has kind of dipped off a few. There's been a few real dodgy parades, isn't there?
Where just two people turned up.
That one.
Well, I guess this is part of changing the focus slightly.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it kind of gives a kind of a creative challenge for people to think, I won't just get out what I've got out for the last 8 years and dust it off and attach it to the car.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And what about the big guys? Are you going to be there?
The big guy.
Yeah, the big guy.
Big S.
Yeah.
Big S is going to be there with Ms. S.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because she was able to make it this year.
Fantastic.
She's got a very busy schedule.
Yep.
Mrs. Claus, Ms. Claus. So, the whole family, the Claus family, will be there.
And are they on e-bikes or something? What are they going
to
be on?
You'll have to come to the parade to find out. This is the most talked about topic, of course,
really?
On the island. What is Santa going, not what he's going to wear, but what's he going to ride?
What's he going to ride?
I imagine there's probably some reindeer who are pretty upset too.
Possibly.
That's
possibly.
Right.
Okay, that's awesome. And so, and then apparently, when it goes down and comes back up, and then it's sort of the parade and the whole festivities then kind of move back up to Artworks, don't they?
Yeah, don't rush away after the parade because there's a fiesta up at Artworks from 4 until 8, and there's going to be music. We've got Levity Beat, who's kicking off the entertainment, and Levity's an award-winning children's musician who has family connections to the island, is here.
Yeah.
So he's been roped in. He's a three-time APRA award winner.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Granny Og. Yes, the local folk band. So we'll all be kicking up our heels and dancing. There's the Waiheke Youth Band who are playing as well. There's going to be opportunities to be photographed with Santa. There's going to be activities. So a greater focus on for the parade and for the fiesta afterwards, focus on creativity and creating rather than consuming.
Ah, great.
So, but there will be food to consume.
Sure.
Because, hey, it's not Christmas unless you're eating something, is it?
Yeah,
That's right.
So that's up in the Artworks complex and around the library, et cetera, sort of beginning, I suppose, towards the end of the parade. So, yeah, don't rush away. Make your way back up to Artworks for some of those celebrations.
And Santa and Mrs. Santa have got special gifts for the children.
Great.
Of Waiheke.
And I haven't quite looked at the weather. I mean, it looks okay at the moment, but
that's right. You just want to live in the now, don't you?
Yeah.
Now it's looking okay. So, yes, we've all been watching the rain radar, and we're hopeful that we'll get the weather that we need for the parade to go ahead.
It reminds me a little bit of the one year that the radio station had a float, which was a large radio antenna constructed out of bamboo, but on the top of it there were some sort of dangly pieces of wire pointing out in various directions, and there was a huge thunderstorm that was starting to come towards Waiheke. You could actually see it flashing away in the distance, and it was truly an opportunity for us to be electrified on the float. And I remember on the way back up, when the floats turned back up, it just absolutely hosed down.
Oh, my
everybody.
Goodness. Well, I guess the lesson from that is don't build your float out of sugar.
That's right.
Or wire.
Well, there's an electrical storm approaching.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. Anything else you want us to – anything else? I mean, how should – presumably the streets are fairly –
people
trying to get here and park, if they want to park. Yeah. I mean, presumably, the theme of the day is if you can get here by some other means rather than petrol, that might be good as well.
Sure. I mean, it's always lovely to walk around Waiheke. We've got lots of lovely coastal walkways and paths. There's a good challenge for the day to get out and walk or catch the bus or carpool to actually get to the parade this year. Because of the road closures, it is difficult to park, so you need to keep that in mind. And if you're coming through Oneiroa and you need to make ferries, do keep in mind that between 3 and 4, the main street will be closed.
Yeah, and just there's a little detour down into Blackpool.
You can still get there, but you need to take the back way.
Great. Yeah. So parade's kicking off at 3 p.m., so we get here a little bit earlier to get a great spot down in Oneiroa. All the shops will be open as usual down there, so, you can grab yourself an ice cream or something, and or gelato, I suppose I should say. And then afterwards, I think the parade all up probably takes about an hour there-ish. And then you can come back up to Artworks for the festivities up around here, grab some food, check out Santa and a bunch of music. Tanya, I see you guys are prepping out in front of the radio station quite actively.
Yeah, this has been Christmas HQ out here.
Yeah.
We must have, it's looking very Christmassy. I can see you can't actually see very well for the amount of Christmas trees outside your window.
I was actually wondering what those were,
That's right. So, we've got Christmas trees on bikes, on floats, on boats, and Well, I guess it's really important to say that, the great thing about this community event is the community who are involved. It wouldn't be possible without funding from our local board, and this year we secured funding from Creative Communities as well to have artists working with groups who might not otherwise be involved. So a big thanks to everyone who's put time and effort and supported us in this wonderful Clean Green Christmas initiative.
Great. Okay, thank you, Tanya, for coming in and speaking to us today about the Christmas parade, the fossil fuel free. Am I missing an F in here?
Fiesta.
Fiesta. So, yeah, make sure you come on down today. It should be a great day, and I think the weather's going to hold out. We'll have a look at the weather anyway, but, you know, brave it. Come on, get down here. Thanks, Tanya, for coming in, and we will talk to you possibly again. Well, we always seem to be talking to you about one thing or another.